The Disney Company is in a political fight in Florida. That's where the governor is about to sign a bill preventing teachers from talking about gender issues with young children. Disney is publicly opposed, although CEO Bob Chapek didn't say it out loud until the bill passed in both chambers. Today, Disney holds a company town hall, but already some employees, including ESPN announcers, have spoken against the bill. Here's commentator Carolyn Peck, along with Courtney Lyle, during the NCAA women's basketball tournament on Friday.
And a threat to any human rights is a threat to all human rights. And at this time, Courtney and I, we're going to take a pause from our broadcast to show our love and support for our friends, our families, and our colleagues.
The announcers then went silent for 2 minutes as the game played. Robin Farzad joins us to talk about this. He's host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hey, Robin.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Well, thank you. Disney CEO Bob Chapek has apologized to Disney workers for not speaking out more strongly on this bill. But some employees are threatening to walk off the job tomorrow. Big crisis, small crisis for this company?
I think it's a big crisis when you look at the reporting that is followed on by the likes of CNBC and the New York Times that the current CEO and the former CEO who stuck around for 15 years and a bit too long into the pandemic are on icy terms. And it hasn't been helping that Bob Iger, his predecessor, was out there very publicly supporting the president in his opposition to Florida's anti-gay teaching law. And so he's had to backtrack Chapek, and it looks bad. You have this sprawling empire, ESPN, you have the film studios, you have Marvel people, mm-hmm. you have Pixar people out there saying that we need stronger leadership.
So at this point, what can Disney really do? It has these employees, some of them who are unhappy, and then has the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, who supports this bill and is slamming what he calls woke corporations. What options does Disney have?
Yeah, you're kind of stuck a bit if you're Disney. You can go back and support your employees and say that we believe in human rights, but you're in no position to boycott the state of Florida. Think about all the infrastructure they have in Central Florida, the decades of building Walt Disney World and the Magic Kingdom. I mean, the yeah. landfill space, the plumbing, everything that went into it logistically. And on top of that, DeSantis, the state gave them enormous tax credits to bring in employees back from Southern California, Disney Imagineering employees, to Florida. So there is some leverage there, but it's not like you're going to move Disney World to New England or Berkeley, California overnight.
Hmm. Well, as you say, Disney's tentacles include these film studios. It has a streaming channel. I mean, it wants to play in those business spaces, not politics. But can huge companies really stay out of these divisive social issues?
It's so hard for Disney to do because if you're a Hollywood, you're a touchstone of pop culture across Star Wars. I mean, there have been Pixar and Disney movies that touch upon gay rights, obviously something like Modern Family on ABC and in ESPN, where you have WNBA players, NBA players out there who are speaking on behalf of LGBT rights. It's very dissonant when the C-suite kind of tries to have it both ways, tries to assuage Florida and the theme park business, which after all attracts everybody from all 50 states, red and blue, and the kind of the Hollywood-leaning, we want to be at the vanguard of the right position on these things. And it's just very hard to do when you're at odds with your employees. And on top of that, Chapek's contract is up next year. So he's walking on eggshells now.
Yeah, well, and they want to attract the best employees, right? They certainly have to think about that, what their employees are thinking about.
True, but they also want to attract, they want to get butts in seats at the theme park, especially after the shutdown 2 years ago. And it cuts both ways politically. There are people out there that support them kind of in this wishy-washy position, and there are others that are saying that they should take a much stronger position.
Yeah. Robin Farzad is host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.